This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Ever since Apple released the iPhone 6 long years ago, it's been trying to get its hands on the biggest pool of cell phone subscribers on the planet. That pool would belong to China Mobile. 760 million customers is how big it is. Well, there was word over the weekend that Christmas arrived early in Cupertino. Apple and China Mobile have reached a deal to sell iPhones to this untapped audience. Marketplace's Rob Schmitz has the story from Shanghai.
Just how big a deal is 760 million potential customers? Let's put it in U.S. terms.
China Mobile by itself is more than 7 times larger than the biggest U.S. carrier, than AT&T or Verizon.
Philip Elmer DeWitt, a journalist for Fortune, has been writing about Apple since 1982.
So, I mean, this would just be a huge get for Apple, and I'm sure Steve Jobs would have loved to have had it before he died.
But for years, there was hesitation on both sides. Apple didn't want to modify the iPhone to conform to China Mobile's non-standard wireless protocol, and China Mobile didn't want to budge. But now, with China Mobile losing market share to competitors, the iPhone will be released on the company's new 4G network. Some analysts predict Apple will sell as many as 30 million iPhones. Sean Ryan, author of The End of Cheap China, says it'll be closer to 10 million. Ryan says the bulk of China Mobile's customer base isn't ready for a new fast iPhone.
80% of them are still using the old, outdated 2G network, so it's going to be very difficult to convince Chinese consumers to leapfrog from 2G all the way to 4G, which is an unproven technology.
Here's another problem. The iPhone has a fraction of the market share that the Samsung Galaxy has in China. Apple does have impeccable timing, though. China Mobile subscribers will be able to buy their new iPhones in mid-January, just in time for Chinese New Year. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.